I'll be with you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Listen to the good news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, reading from the 31st verse. Glory to Christ our Savior. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33 and 44 to 52. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. Another parable spoke to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. So when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. And so it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, take it from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. Amen. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What and or who comes first in your life? And if you think about this deep and long, you can come up with some pretty wonderful answers to this, what we can call philosophical question. And if you really want to get into it, maybe we can consider it an assignment. We can do a bit of research, consult Google or a book or two or some commentary. Or maybe we can do a sample search and or a survey amongst the people within our community and produce a wonderful doctoral thesis out of this. But you know what, friends, this is not what it is about. You and I simply need to ask ourselves the question right now, right here, and be honest in our answer. And then maybe we need to confront our answer to this question. What and who comes first in our life? What and or who takes place of pride in our lives? What kind of priorities do we show? And we need to ask this because you and I, we are a bunch of unhappy, dissatisfied souls. We are always seeking for bigger and for better and for more powerful and more valued stuff and kingdoms in this world. Someone says, my current job doesn't give me the satisfaction it used to 3 years ago. Too much work, too little pay, and the promotion always goes to someone else, and so does the pay hike, and it rightfully belongs to me. Someone else says, my car is too small for my needs. I'm an outdoors person, and the children are growing, And my vehicle doesn't suit my lifestyle. I need a sports utility vehicle so that I can move people and things around. Someone else says my house is too small. It says the neighborhood is not right. Too much maintenance that needs to be done, and there's little space for any form of extension. Our children are taken from the one school to the other, whether they like the current school and their friends or not. My retirement investment isn't doing as well as it should be. Maybe I should get a better interest rate somewhere else. And so we keep on searching for alternatives. And every now and then we do get one, only so that it may slip away from us again. And so, dear friends, again let us ask, what and or who comes first in your life? Who and or what is your priority right now? Because for some reason or the other, we always want the world's wealth to be at our doorsteps. And then we find out in the hard way that wealth and or popularity or having things going our way is not necessarily the good life. As Peter said, Jesus is saying that we're building our kingdoms on earth where things rust or robbers steal, where flowers, is the word of God, fade and moths come to eat through. So the word of God says, no, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first God's goodness, God's right way, and then the good life. And then the truly good life will come your way. And it is not as if having things go our way all the time will bring us happiness. It is when things go God's way that you and I will experience happiness. And maybe this is, dear friends, the hard lesson that we need to learn. I always want things to go perfectly well. Don't you too? We want it, and we want it our way. And we want it like in yesterday. So sometimes we even lose patience. And when we lose out on a deal, we can easily become depressed. And other people notice this, and they try to cheer us up. I can hear someone saying, don't worry, brother. If it didn't happen, maybe it was never meant to be. Someone else will say, be patient, something better may just come along for you. And someone else may say, now that this thing has happened to you, maybe you would know exactly what you want for the next time. And someone else may just simply say, don't worry, just be happy. So what is happiness? I know that sometimes I want to put my happiness in possessions and things, and maybe you do too. But the word says that happiness and joy is not found in what we can possess, but much rather in what we cannot, but only receive, and the joy that comes from above. And maybe you and I today need to be reminded of the words of Jesus when he says to us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Small and insignificant in size, but it is of great value and meaning when it reaches its full potential or capacity, says the word of God. It is a small little seed that grows and drops more seed, and it spreads and takes over a field. And so Jesus says that the kingdom of God is like that. We are small, and maybe we consider ourselves insignificant and unimportant. But when we embrace the word of God, you and I enable the word of God to be spread all over. The word says the mustard seed is the word of the kingdom of God, the word of truth. It is the word that points the way to the living reality of God and Christ in and amongst us. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, of little value unto its own, but of great value, says the word of God, when it is mixed with flour and salt and water, giving itself totally, so that everything experiences a transformation. It becomes dough, and ultimately it becomes loaves of bread, and it enables us to eat. So again, the Word of God says that if you and I, like yeast, would just embrace, there will be growth, and our testimony will affect the life of other people as well. And again, the Word says that the yeast is the Word that grows within us. It is the faith that rises up, because that is the nature that God gave it. It rises up, says the Word, and it makes new. It brings to life, and it revives. The kingdom of heaven, said Jesus, is like a man who came across a treasure hidden in a field. He was so happy that he sold everything he had and he bought that field. And remember, that field comes at an enormous cost, but the man knows the value, and he knows what lies beyond and behind all of this. And then Jesus tells us the story about the pearl buyer, a merchant, who found a special pearl. And so he sold all his other pearls, and he bought the one perfect gem. Was that a good business proposition? Some of us may say no. But the man knew what he wanted, and he knew that he could get the best. And for him, everything else just paled in significance. Another parable, says Jesus, about the kingdom is like a fishing boat out on the lake. It says all sorts of fish were caught, everything was pulled in. But the good and the bad came along, and so they did a bit of sorting, and they kept the best. And here the issue seems to be about collecting the things that does have value unto us, the things that adds value to our lives. And it says some of it were not valuable, they were too small, or maybe the wrong kind of fish, and they were thrown back into the sea for maybe just another time, another season. And so, dear friends, this is it. Older people amongst us would know better than us youngsters, and they would much better understand what it means to be patient and to wait in due season. Let us also remember the words of Paul in our Romans reading this morning. All things come together for good for those that trust upon God. And so the kingdom of heaven is like, is the parables that we have been dealing with Matthew for the last at least 1 and every weekday in between. It is about the simple, it is about us. That is in our experience. And so maybe we just need to get the message this morning. We so often complain and we gripe about what we don't have, and we forget what we do have, and we fail to appreciate our blessings. Maybe we are reminded this morning that the little small fish that we so often throw back, maybe that is the kind of things that we should show greater appreciation for. Your car, motor vehicle, your car is okay. Call it a blessing. Your home, your family, your friends, it is a blessing. Your club sports, your interests, your well-earned holidays, call it a blessing. And maybe you and I can think of 110 other things that have happened to us. All of these things that makes us happy, consider these your blessings. And so let us talk about these things. Let us be reminded of the grace of God. And the Word says, there is something much greater that has happened to us. Jesus, the Son of God, happened to us. He came to be our Savior. And so maybe the Word of God is saying to us, yes, the big fish. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son so that he can teach us a new way of living and show us his love as well. And it is through Jesus that God makes possible unto us a new way of life given us by his Spirit. And so the power of God in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit comes along and it brings about the transformation that we need in our lives. And so it is because Jesus is our Savior that we can enjoy our lives on earth. Even when we have pain and sorrow, we know He is with us. Even when we suffer illnesses, even if we suffer the incurable diseases of this world, loneliness and depression, when like now we must just have a fellowship with brothers and sisters in the church of God, He is still with us. And even when things does not go our way, Jesus is still with us. You know what? We can forgive others because we have been forgiven. We can help others because we have received help from our God. So maybe we simply need to take this away with us this morning. That our faith in Jesus needs to become this one big fish. Yes, the kingdom of heaven is like this one big fish. It is the fish, says the word of God, that doesn't get away. All other things in life needs to pale in significance when measured up to Jesus. Because this is true joy. This is true happiness. This is true living. This is the kingdom. And the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm sure that many of us do remember the abridged version of the Catechism with its 52 questions and answers. Who created you? God did. Why did God create you? To love and serve Him on earth and to be with Him in heaven forever. Very simple. The short of it all is we are here to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Can it be any simpler than that? No. So go, says the word of God, and do likewise. Let us just do what God asks each one of us to do. Enjoy your home, enjoy your car, enjoy your family, enjoy your work, your retirement, your holiday, your friends, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. Let's stop it there, right? And remember, the gift of God is the best and the most valued, and that is what we should have with us. The Creator, the Redeemer, the Sustainer is what this is all about. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and what is on offer in the triune God, is what the kingdom of God is about. That is what the kingdom, says the word of God, of heaven is about. Friends, believe me when I say to you this, this is true life. This is true joy, true happiness, true fulfillment, and true contentment. That's what we should seek after. And when we find this, this is what we should share with others. As we pray this in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.